Okay, so I'm really conflicted. I took a drive up there last night and I'm really concerned about the height. 13.5 meters with amenities on top, I can live with. This other stuff I'm having a hard time with. Required off-street parking, quite concerned about that. However, I haven't heard any complaints from the people in phase one. And when I drove through there last night, there is no room to park. The parking spots are not big enough for a truck. The garages are not big enough for a car unless you have a small car. I look at that sort of thing and I'm going like, well, did we do something wrong here? But nobody's complaining, at least not to me. And so when I look at this moving forward, a little concerned about the minimum spaces. However, if the planning department feels that it's going to be suitable, I can live with that. I'm just really conflicted about that height. I hear what councillors are saying about the height and moving the buildings closer and more green space, that sort of thing. But I'm also concerned about we keep getting these variances coming back to the well to change things. And there is a concern within the community that, things are changing. It's not what we expected. I'm concerned about that. I looked at the height of the buildings in phase two and three. So essentially four and a half stories because the bottom section with the commercial is a little higher ceiling and then the three stories on top. I'm really having a hard time with that. And I'm not expecting you to answer my concerns, but I'm almost thinking of voting no because I'm concerned about this building height. Is there anyone that wants to try and enlighten me a little better? Councillor Palmer.
Thank you, Mayor Souls. I'm supportive of the variance and I'm supportive of the motion in its entirety. Yes, this is a change in this community. That decision was not the decision we're making in that neighborhood. That is not a decision we're making today. We're talking about responsible development. And so, yes, there's many people, or a few people, I don't know if there's that many people, but there's a few people who would like to turn back the clock to before this kind of development was happening. There's some people, I think most of them have moved from town, that would prefer the ski hill didn't exist in Revelstoke. So I'm going to start with what this is not. This is not about density. This has already been granted before my time. This is not about vacation rentals. This was granted before my time. We're talking about, okay, how do we help the developer within our constraints to have the best kind of development for our community through some variances? And we're achieving that. I'm excited about the good use of rooftops. I'm seeing what's happening in other communities, Kelowna specifically, how they're using better use of their apartment complexes there. There's the vegetation, so this is a better quality of life. And yes, I'm not necessarily, unless I have some friends out there that live there, and there is people that live there, that benefit of the greening. But overall, as a community, when we start greening up rooftops, that's good for our community. This is getting away from the 1950s three-story bulk massing on the roadways and into more modern use of buildings by getting better height and better amenities. This is good for housing. We need housing stock. And again, we're not in the whole discussion about vacation rentals, but the more housing stock we have, we're addressing the bigger picture about making it available. This is market housing that was desperately needed a long time ago. On the transportation side, yes, these kind of places are not for Albertans with great big huge diesel trucks to come and live. They're not going to be interested in buying this. They're going to find somewhere else. There's smaller units, less parking. This is not a place for people that need two big vehicles. It's just not that kind of a community. And that's a market-driven decision, and I think that's better for us as a when we're transitioning as a society across the world as to how do we have more efficient use of transportation, smaller vehicles. The transition towards electric vehicles, which tend to be smaller, lighter weight vehicles. We talk about the bicycle space, bicycle things, but we know that electric bikes are often people's second vehicle, and this is a transition in society. So I believe that this is a responsible decision for council to encourage that diversification of other types of transportation.